The script was Superheroes. Playhouse of the Morning airs right here on Y94, the number one hit music station. We maybe are going to hit a high of like 30 today, and that's nice. That's balmy compared to what it was a few days ago. But you know what? Somewhere while it's 30 degrees here, it's, gosh, I don't know, 70, 80, 90, hey, 100 plus. Maybe that's where you want to be. You go wherever you might like to go. In the Playhouse, plane to paradise, powered by Mommy's Maternity and Nursing. A free trip, throw in a plane, send you to wherever you want to go. Does not matter to us. You get on the plane, you say, I want to go to here. And that's where they will take you. Assuming that's where you bought a ticket to. That might not work if you bought a ticket somewhere else and change your mind. And you probably should decide before you buy the ticket. Who are we talking to this morning?
David.
Dave, get you qualified for a free trip, sir.
Woo! Awesome. Thank you.
Dave, if you could get on that plane right now, where would you be headed?
I'd say Hawaii.
Now, that could be a pretty good trip.
Yeah.
And you might even get laid. all right. No, it was a pun. Anyway, hang in line for a second. We'll get you all the details.
Alrighty, awesome. Thanks.
I question David's sense of humor just a tish. Anyway, get all the details online at y94.com. At Y Amazing Prize Catalog in a little while, about 7:25 this morning. Thought we would kick off first, though, a round of the struggle. Now, the struggle is really something we started to draw attention to those under-noticed, trivial, silly little problems that plague us all. For example, the struggle is when all you want to do is blow your poor little nose. And you pick a piece of Kleenex and you blow, and your sneeze or your blow is so powerful, it goes right through the Kleenex. It blows right through that Kleenex. You get it all over your hands, maybe whatever's in front of you. It's like, why'd I even use a Kleenex? I could have just snot rocketed it all over the place because this Kleenex sucks. It is 2014, almost 2015. We have yet to invent a piece of Kleenex that can handle the velocity of my nose blow. Unbelievable. That's the struggle, right? You got to struggle.
The struggle is when you make homemade soup and you're all ready to go, and then you find out that you're all out of crackers.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Another cold-oriented one. The struggle is when you're rushing off to work, you have a bit of a cold, but you're going to power through the day. You grab some medication, and then you realize, oh no, that wasn't daytime cold medication. Oops. Then you have quite the decision to make. Am I just going to call in sick, stay in bed, or am I going to try to function on nighttime cold medication? And that is a weird trip, I tell you. You can be real messed up all day. That would be the struggle. Your struggle at 237 hits in text 35270. Very first world trivial problems, yes, but problems nevertheless. Do you have some sort of struggle you want to drop on us?
The struggle is when you tell your husband to pick up the mac and cheese, but he buys generic instead of Kraft. It's just not the same.
Well, let's be honest. Generic mac and cheese, it sucks.
Horrible.
Now, you had your heart set on that blue box. You had the blues, and he tries to give you some, like, Target brand mac and cheese. Sorry, this isn't a Market Pantry house. This is a Kraft house.
I did have to do that in New York, where you'd buy the generic mac and cheese, but you'd have to buy cheese that you could add to it, and by that point, you might as well have bought the Kraft mac and cheese.
Life is hard sometimes. Eating generic mac and cheese. What is this? Your struggles. I get emotional just thinking about it. 237, it's you text 35270. Are we seeing some texted ones, too?
A few coming in. Somebody saying, not being able to sleep with clothes on, but it's too cold to not. The struggle. Also, somebody says, wearing new white gloves and you spill your coffee on them. And the never-ending cycle of too much dip, not enough chip.
Mm-hmm.
Then, too many chips, not enough dip. The struggle.
I can relate to wearing something white and getting stains all over it. Every time I'm wearing a white sweater or a white t-shirt or whatever the case might be, that is inevitably the day that I spill my coffee or I get a leaky cup or I eat spaghetti for some unknown reason. I don't know why spaghetti seems like a good meal every time I'm wearing white, but it does. And you're going to get it all over there. And the newer the shirt is, the bigger the stain you're going to put on it. your struggles. 237, it's you text 35270.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
We're not responsible for the content of this program or what we may have ordered off the internet at 2 a.m.
Y94.
7:17 in the morning, 20 degrees here at the Playhouse Studios. Y94 is the number one hit music station. As we wait for the Y Amazing Prize Catalog, doing a round of The Struggle at 237 hits. Text us 35270. Pop on Facebook, Twitter, if that works, at Y94 Playhouse. Now, The Struggle is really those first world silly little trivial problems, but let's be honest. I mean, it's tough sometimes. Write some of those texted struggles.
The struggles are when you just cut your nails and can't open a can of soda, or you make hot chocolate and don't have whipped cream or marshmallows. Mm-hmm. The struggle, when you order Coke at the drive-thru and drive away only discover you got Diet Coke. The struggle, wanting to take NyQuil but being afraid you won't be able to wake up in the morning.
Here's a struggle for you. The struggle is when you have a hankering for some ice cream, but you remember, hey, you know what? I think there is some guy ice cream in the freezer. You open up the freezer, and there's ice cream. So you take out the little tub or whatever, and you open it up, and there's like a scoop. No, and it's even worse when your wife is like, oh, I'll take some too. Son of a... Now I don't get any ice cream.
Fine, you get the freezer burn stuff.
That is the struggle. So you're scraping the side of the box and the top of the cover, and you're like, come on. I just want to give me a taste. You become like a heroin addict. You just want a taste. But no, there's no ice cream there for you. What's the struggle in your life? Hello, your struggle?
The struggle is having a dog and a real Christmas tree. My beagle is constantly drinking the tree water.
Better than him peeing on the tree, I guess.
Yeah, I'm of the fake tree variety. How about you, sir?
I love real trees.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
You have one in your house right now?
No, unfortunately. Just the smell of a real tree. You just can't beat that.
Does Maple the dog leave it be or not really?
Maple typically, that's the challenge this year, because now we're having to put the tree downstairs, mm-hmm. because with baby Elin, I don't dare have a tree on the main floor because she'll be grabbing at that thing.
And she will have a tree on her head.
Mm-hmm.
And usually that's frowned upon when watching babies.
Yeah, child services don't like that.
Do you have a struggle? 237, answer, you can text us, 35270.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Morning Playhouse.
Thanks for the introduction.
Y94.
Y94, the number one hit music station. Hey, happy Thursday. Playhouse in the morning is on. 20 degrees here at our studios. The Y-Amazing prize catalog momentarily. Been chatting about struggles at 237. It's you text 35270. If you've never really, you haven't got the vibe of the segment, it's a very sarcastic segment. It's the trivial little silly problem that causes you just like a bit of grief. And the struggle is when you clip your fingernails or your toenails, but you go just like a little too short. Because there's like a sweet spot. And if you pass that sweet spot, it bothers you for the rest of the day. Maybe even the next day. That is the struggle. Brad, some Texas struggles.
The struggle, you're on your way to work at 7:30 in the morning and you go to McDonald's to grab a McCafe because that is the only place on the way and they're still cleaning the machine. Another says, Rat will like this one. When you just put a new diaper on your baby girl and less than a minute later, she poops. It's also probably a little worse if she's doing it while you're trying to change the diaper.
Oh, sure.
Depending on the consistency. Somebody says the struggle is when you set the alarm on your phone and instead of hitting save, you hit your home button and go to bed thinking your alarm is set.
Yeah, anytime the alarm just doesn't go off for some reason, that is truly the struggle. How about that time you think you plugged in your cell phone, but you didn't? You think it's charging there, you didn't have it push in far enough, wake up, you have like 1% of battery, 2% of battery.
Or when it runs out at work, mm-hmm. and there's nothing you can do about it, and you just are obsessed with what's going on with my phone right now.
It's the struggle. Injured B, you got a struggle today, you want to slide in?
Struggle, when I lock my keys in my car while my car is running.
Ugh. Well, it sucks enough if you just lock your keys in the car. But to actually have the car running, that puts like an extra level of stress and concern on the whole situation.
Yep.
At least you know nobody's going to steal it.
True.
The keys are locked in the car, so.
Yeah!
The Y94 Morning Playhouse. Keep
going. Y94.